This year marks the 300th anniversary of the first presbytery in America, which was formed right here in Philadelphia in March of 1706, probably, because the first page of the minutes are missing, but we think it was in March of 1706. This year also marks the beginning of a new era for the Philadelphia Presbytery of the Presbyterian Church in America, or PCA. Because as of January 1st, the old Philadelphia Presbytery has multiplied into three new presbyteries, with the result that we now find ourselves in a smaller, city-only presbytery with a larger vision for reaching Philadelphia with the gospel. And as we remember the past and look to the future, it seems like a good time to say happy birthday to the Philadelphia Presbytery. It is hard to be certain, but the first time a Presbyterian minister preached in Philadelphia may have been in 1692, when Francis McKimey made his first visit to the burgeoning city. His ministry was not well received by the local Quakers, who said that he spoke with invented words of man's wisdom contrary to Scripture. Philadelphia, it would seem, was not yet ready for Presbyterianism. And yet, by the end of the 17th century, a small church of Reformation Protestants was meeting in a storefront owned by the Barbados Company, a West Indies trading company located at Second and Market. The church had only a couple of dozen members at the most. Many of them were Baptists, but there were a few Presbyterians, and the two groups agreed to take turns choosing the Sunday preacher. In 1698, the Presbyterians succeeded in attracting a Presbyterian pastor to be their regular preacher, Jedediah Andrews, a graduate of Harvard College, which in those days was dedicated to producing men for the ministry. Unfortunately, Andrews was a polemical preacher, and soon he managed to alienate the Baptists, who left to start their own congregation. Those early days were difficult. The church was small and struggling. Its members were poor, unable to give their pastor full-time support. The surrounding culture did little to encourage practical godliness. And as we've seen, Christians didn't always find it easy among themselves to get along. The level of education was low. There were no schools. Disease was common, and conditions were generally harsh. It was a frontier situation in almost every respect. But what the church did have was hope for the future in the grace of God. In 1704, they managed to erect their first building, a moderately sized meeting house at Market and Bank Streets. And the church was beginning to grow. Some early members were Puritans who had come down from New England, native-born Americans. Others were French Huguenots or came from the Dutch Reformed tradition. But most of the first Presbyterians in Philadelphia were Scotch-Irish immigrants who had been Presbyterian from birth. American Presbyterianism was drawing its strength from its ancestral home. By the year 1706, McKimey could see that the church would continue to grow as this constant influx of immigrants required gospel ministry and spiritual care. And so he recruited seven pastors, including Jedediah Andrews, to establish America's first presbytery. McKimey himself was the moderator, and he is generally considered the father of Presbyterianism in this country. Philadelphia's first presbytery drew its financial support not only from its own members, but also from Presbyterians in England, in New England, and in Scotland. And to some extent, that first presbytery was multicultural. There were Scottish, Irish, and American ministers. According to their minutes, these men agreed to meet yearly and oftener if necessary, I'm quoting from the minutes here, to consult the most proper measures for advancing religion and propagating Christianity, and to maintain such a correspondence as may conduce to the improvement of our ministerial ability by prescribing texts to be preached at every meeting, which preaching is subjected to the censure of our brethren. In other words, these ministers would meet together to strategize about advancing the kingdom of God through church, and they would, through the church, and to that end, they would work to develop that skill that was the single most important skill for spreading the gospel, namely the preaching of the Word of God. Now, growth was slow in the early years, and in 1710, there were only five Presbyterian churches in all of Pennsylvania. And yet by 1716, there was sufficient growth for that first presbytery to multiply into four new presbyteries, and there have been churches in this city preaching the gospel ever since. As I reflect on this history, I can hardly help but notice the many parallels between the early days of Presbyterianism in this city and recent developments in our own presbytery. As it was in the beginning, our new city-only presbytery is relatively small, no more than a dozen churches. This is more churches than there were in 1706, and yet, of course, the city is much larger and its needs are much greater. A number of our newest churches are in ethnic communities, including immigrant communities. Only now the communities come from China, from Africa, from Russia. Together we are strategizing about starting new churches, including church plants in University City, East Falls, Elkins Park, Mount Airy, South Philadelphia. And we will do this gospel work by preaching Christ-centered expository sermons. This is one of the core values we have embraced in our new presbytery, that we will preach the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments as the divinely appointed means of bringing sinners to repentance and faith in Christ and building believers up in the gospel. We will do expository preaching, carefully and thoroughly communicating what the Bible actually teaches, exploring its context, explaining its meaning, expounding its doctrine in connection to the person and work of Christ, and applying its gospel to the spiritual needs of those who listen, and thereby exalting the glory of God. And it is our prayer that such preaching will advance the kingdom of God in this city through the Church of Jesus Christ.